Two Indian petrochemical workers were abducted at gunpoint from this apartment. Security guards say an armed group fired on the building in the early hours of the morning and took the two men captive.
They were holding ammunition that are more than the security.
The guard on duty was armed with a baton. Hostages are usually held until a ransom is paid. A militant group called the Niger Delta Vigilantes struts through the streets of Okrika Island. The group has become a major militant force fighting for better compensation for the region from the government and oil companies. They say they wish peaceful means were an option. Some militant groups choose to keep a low profile. Speaking from an upstairs safe house, Commander Marcus Apollos with the Ija Youth Council says violence has increased because people in the Niger Delta feel the government is ignoring their needs while reaping the financial benefits of the region's oil.
The strength of the Niger Delta was not like this, but today, every little child is aware to fight for freedom. So at least now, even unborn child are happy to die for justice.
A maze of winding waterways offers hideouts for militant bases, accessible only by speedboat. Small fishing villages like this are caught in the crossfire of gang-like warfare as militant groups battle for territory. Fishermen here say they have lost their livelihood.
All my things lost. My house is burned, my canoe, all the net is finished. I just empty.
Meanwhile, a pipeline outside the village moves oil from underneath the waterways. One of the complaints of militant groups and citizens is that oil production has degraded their environment. Gas flares like this are common. In the village of Ikorama in the southern state of Bayelsa, people live by farming and fishing. But they say life has become more difficult since oil from a line belonging to Dutch conglomerate Shell began seeping to the surface, spilling across the field and entering the creeks and swamps.
And we feed from the soil, and also we fish from these swamps. These swamps you have, we have so many ponds around. We feed from them, and they are all polluted.
Oil companies, including Shell, were contacted for this report, but representatives say they are too busy dealing with attacks and hostage situations to speak to the media. Residents say another oil company built this footbridge for them as a sign of good relations. But they say now the bridge is falling apart. Carrie Barber for VOA News in the Niger Delta.